I'm glad that's come out because Victoria was a funny little town. It was a very small city, but we were on an island, and so it was very isolated. And the population that listened to alternative punk rock music when it started was quite small. It was like 100 people. And they would come to every gig of everything that went on. And everybody was in a band because everybody knew everybody. So it's like, it was one of the best little scenes in Canada. And because there was no big city atmosphere, no money to be made, no egos to be stroked, it was a very friendly scene. And we played for like 3 years on Victoria before we ever came to Vancouver, which was just a ferry ride away. So we got to learn from our mistakes and playing in front of our friends and in front of people and not having to worry about being this kind or that kind of band or, you know, whose promoter hated us and who didn't and all this kind of shit that goes on in a big city scene, right, which is very hard. Vancouver was a pretty hard big city scene at that time. So I'm glad that that music is coming out because they were just scads of very creative people, tons. And it was a fun time to be playing music. It was a really exciting time in Victoria. Not that I go back much anymore. It gives me the woolies now. It basically is a town full of retired pensioners pretending they're English aristocrats. It's a strange little place. But it was good for us. It was a good place to start off and learn.